Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Mailoff, behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And Seth Habhager.
Good morning, everyone.
We got the gang back together. We are going to have some fun on this snowy, snowy day.
I'm glad you yahoos made it in.
Yeah. We are, too.
We almost had you just do the show by yourself.
Just figured out a way you could do that.
I was going to talk to you about that, Seth.
And we are going to have some fun. We got our National Day of Calendar coming up in just a little bit. We are also going to get into some closures we want to tell everybody about, update everyone with that stuff. Later in the hour, people are sharing the everyday activities they did wrong for years. Yeah.
We're gonna fix some problems.
This will be good. The hardest pills to swallow in life include, and we'll answer that for you a little bit later. We'll get into that. We're gonna talk a little bit about nepotism. Talk a little about that.
That's a good thing. Nepo babies. To talk about.
8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to that. A little bit later, we'll get into some of those topics I was telling you about. 9 o'clock hour going to be jam packed. We usually kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our pet of the week. We will still be doing that, but the next 2 weeks, we're going to be a little different because Madison is out of town. Mm-hmm. So, and with the weather being what it is and everything, we'll touch on that a little bit more in a moment. Otherwise, some entertainment news, then I write stories, good stories of the day, all that. Waiting for you in the 9 o'clock hour. But we do have some closures we did want to tell you about to start things off. As I mentioned, the South Dakota Humane Society, they are going to be closed today due to weather. All after hour spray pickup services not available until further notice. Keep that in mind. Seth, you had something as well.
All ODC locations will be closed today due to current winter weather advisory and the hazardous travel conditions. So they'll be done as well today.
And a big thank you, of course, to our friends at Focus and the ADRC letting us know that those would be closed for today. Meals on Wheels, the in-service meals that they had deliver or have over at ADRC. So that means whether we're talking furry friends or our older friends out there, keep an eye out for each other. If you can help shoveling, God bless you. And if you have an extra bit of food or you can check in on them, see if they could use a meal, anything like that, this is what we're here for. Mm-hmm. This is what we are as human beings. We're here for each other. These are the days that we pull for each other.
Exactly.
Because the neighborhood table's also not serving their in-person meal at Focus either.
That's right.
Did I say Focus?
You mentioned it.
Yeah. Okay, you did. Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Because I was doing it off the top of my head, so yes. I didn't have my notes in front of me.
Very good.
Thanks, Mo. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So look out for each other, everybody. Mm-hmm. It's necessary in these days, and it's how we show what Midwesterners are all about. These are the days where we're able to do that. Mm-hmm. So encourage you to. Thank you to everybody out there for looking out for each other. Melissa, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, guys, I had coffee this morning.
Oh, boy.
Well, I stopped drinking it a while back because, you know, it's a good thing to cut out every now and then. But this has been an interesting week with my very long days. Mm-hmm. And so I had coffee twice this week. And I'm happy.
Can hear it in her voice.
Is the room upside down? Are you on the wall?
No, I have tethered myself to my chair.
Good call.
And that is chained to the desk, so we're okay.
As long as we do have you, but you know, we kind of pulled an audible yesterday. We were going to have the gang together yesterday. Melissa, with her long day Tuesday night and everything, had the idea to take yesterday off. Which I apologize
again. That was Seth's
idea. I wish I had thought of that. I really do. I feel bad
that
I didn't.
He's hanging on to that Radio Bro trophy pretty strongly there, James.
I love my Radio Bro trophy.
It's really strong. Really strong. How did it go yesterday, Tuesday night, with the coverage? And excellent work, by the way. Heard a number of your breaks. Really nice work, as always.
Thank you. I think it went really well. This is the second time we've done that live election coverage. And I think it's something that's going to keep going strong. We had a good team. Terry Bell and Todd Alba ran the live coverage that started at 8. Jane and Kristen did the pregame coverage from 7 to 8. And then we had special guest Maurice Shepard, the political professor of political science from Madison Tech, on as a special guest to kind of give the broad overview of election as a whole. And then we covered the individual races in all of the big areas. Terry Barr covered Racine and Madison. Todd Alba was doing the Supreme Court race, which, my goodness, that wrapped up quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a little bit of a blowout in some ways. Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
It was. Yeah, we waited for a while for numbers to come in with some of the rural areas. Actually, I mean, Wood County is always really on top of things. I got to give a huge shout out to our county because they are really, I love the website. Their website is great. The number reporting, it comes in fast. And but then there's some, I was surprised, Brown County, I think I waited the longest on them to come in. And then out of Gamey County took a while too, as did Racine. But we got all those numbers reported, and it was a good time had by all.
When you and I first met, Melissa, we were bringing you aboard and everything. It was under different ownership, and we are hoping to really be able to highlight some of your ability with not just news, but news collection, research, all the things that you've done in your previous job and everything. We didn't know how much we'd be able to highlight that. Who knew?
Who knew?
We'd have these new owners, another new set of owners, where your skill set would fit perfectly into things into the fold here at Civic. So it's really been nice to take advantage of that with you see you shine so well with it, too. You really have found a real good place with this, where just the balance, whatever you're doing, it's working really good for you.
Well, thank you.
Great coverage. Thank you for the work. I appreciate it. Also, you'll keep up the coffee. Just for the next 3 hours, though. Just for the next 3 hours. After that,
we don't want you to OD or anything.
I'm keeping it to my one cup. It's a massive cup with a mermaid on it.
There you go.
But it's just one.
The straw is a little much.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
How did you know, Seth?
I promised people that I would start drinking just one cup of coffee. I didn't tell them that it would be a 21 ounce. Nobody said anything about that.
Size? What is that?
Seth, how did Melissa's calling talking to us from Abbotsford, of course.
Yep.
Warm, hopefully cozy and all that with her coffee on the top of the wall.
Looking at the 3-foot snowdrifts outside.
Oh, boy.
It is, when you know you don't have to go out in it, kind of cool to watch.
Exactly.
It?
Yeah, it was fun watching my boyfriend drive out of the driveway this morning. Didn't turn his lights on until he got into the street.
Oh, I did that too. I did that too. I got lucky. I got really lucky. There was nobody on the roads.
Well, he was facing forward, so he could very easily see anything coming, but he gunned it because we do have 3-foot snowdrifts in our driveway.
Wow.
Safe travels, Aaron. Safe travels. Seth, how did it go for you getting in this morning?
It wasn't that bad at all. We had our normal plow person in early this morning, which was nice. Because if he hadn't been there, it might have been a little more adventurous for me to get out. But he was there. And since I'm on main roads, it was actually not bad at all. Just took it slow and took it easy. But other than that, no problem.
Very cool. Very good to hear.
So what I'm hearing here is that my parking spot is now got another mountain of snow on it. And I won't be able to park here till May.
Oh, it's gotten big.
Yeah. Yeah.
It slid down it.
Since we've lived here, I've been parking, that the snow drifts go over there, so I can't park over there. I hear you. I'm glad you made it in all right and everything. It was dicey. It's one of those mornings. If you do not have to be out in this, please do not go out.
I wouldn't.
If you do.
Let the road crews get out there first.
Yeah. Take your time. I do want to send a big shout out, gigantic shout out to those road crews.
Yes. Working hard.
From the crew that comes and does our lot and takes care of our sidewalk and everything. This has happened twice now this week where I grabbed the shovel. I'm going to go out there. They're out there doing it.
Yeah.
They're
good.
And get some production done. A big shout out to all of them, to our salters, our plowers, everybody out there working so hard. These guys start at 3:30, 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Go in shifts throughout the day to make this work. And it's a real science the way they've gotten this broken down.
Yeah.
How much they use to make sure that we have something left over. Just doing the good work that they do.
Yes,
big shout out to them. Appreciate them. And I want to send a big shout out as well to Brahm Joseph Diplock.
Huh?
Ooh, that's a fun name.
It is. It isn't it? Oh, thank you, Melissa. I was hoping somebody. I thought so too. Brahm, as I call him, is a Brahmi. is a British engineer from 1893. He is, as far as most sources can agree, he was the first ever to patent submit a patent for the four-wheel drive system.
Really?
Oh, that's right. I remember you talking about this because we were like, how fun would it be if it's called Diplock instead of...
Yes,
oh, that's
yes.
right. It would I be remember so that, great. Too.
Thank God for Diplock.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be a cooler name, though?
It would be.
We should start calling it that.
Four-wheel drive seems so ordinary. Mm-hmm. It seems so, yeah. like, yeah, yeah.
It's very much what it is.
Mm. Yeah.
We appreciate you, Mr. Brom.
Yeah, Mr. Brom.
Days like this, especially Mr. Diplock. It just seems weird to say Mr. Diplock. That seems weird. I'm not even sure.
Almost insulting.
It does. Yeah. It seems. Like, doesn't Diplock seem like an old-timey insult?
It does.
Like
it does ah, yeah, Diplock. Yeah, yeah.
It does seem like that. We greatly appreciate you, sir. I would still be in the driveway if it wasn't for
exactly.
four-wheel drive. I don't know where I'd be without mm-hmm. this. It's really needed. Very necessary.
He needs a statue somewhere in Wisconsin.
I feel like we should do something.
We should start writing letters.
Yeah, exactly.
Shouldn't there be a... I mean, we got all these National Day of calendars. We're going to have...
We need Diplock Day.
We need Diplock Day.
Yeah.
I think that's something we should get started here and everything.
And February is the perfect time for it.
It is.
Yeah.
If you look back at history in this day, we get ice, we get some big snowstorm. Mm-hmm. There's always something that happens in February where we need Diplock.
Yep.
As a Pisces, as a February birthday, I can promise you Melissa is giving you nothing but truth right there. As somebody who had a couple of birthday parties canceled and things like that. Yeah. I guess you could just ask my mom and dad the day they delivered me as far as snowstorms go
kidding.
And everything.
No kidding.
She's lying about that. We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with our National Day of Calendar in a little bit. We'll get to Melissa's news and plenty more fun. Stay warm, stay safe out there, everybody. And stick around to the morning show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio, and it is time for us to dive into this National Day of Calendar for this February 23rd, 2023. It is Digital Learning Day.
How appropriate.
Yeah.
That really worked out pretty well.
It did.
Mm-hmm. To all the school kids that are awake and in class,
you
know exactly what we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
I can say as an educator on the other side of this, it is one of the better things that technology has given us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I don't know where I would be as a teacher without Zoom or Skype.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with what I do. But for the kids' side of things, I don't know as much about that. I haven't done a lot of schooling where I did it online. I've taken some classes at a couple of universities, NIU and UCLA and stuff, and done some of that online, but I haven't done a ton. From what I hear from kids, they enjoy it. They have fun with it and everything. I hear that sometimes there can be some trouble with focus, but for the most part, that's literally every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Like enough blaming kids with focus. Okay, adults are just as bad.
Right.
We're all bad at this.
Yeah.
So it's pretty impressive how far we've come with this technology, and for not just the education system, but for kids and parents, everybody working together to make this happen, so that kids are not behind on their education.
Right.
We've seen the overall scores throughout the rest of the world compared to America's numbers.
Mm-hmm.
We could be doing better. We can't afford to slow down on that subject.
Right.
So, keeping kids in school is a great thing.
Right. And using all the tools at our disposal to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And the part of that is keeping our schools funded.
Oh, yes.
Right, right.
Absolutely.
That's a huge part of it, making sure. One of the last things in the world we should have to fight for is money in education.
Yeah, right.
Yet, in this state and like many others, we do have to. So please keep that in mind when you're getting educated about your people that you're going to vote for and all that. And have a little grace when it comes to this.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of picking at and teachers need to do this, and teachers are doing this wrong, and this and that. How many of you have taught? How many of you have been a teacher?
Exactly.
Yes, that is a good question.
How many of you have talked to a teacher or talked to your kids about what they're learning in school or any of these things? Because I am baffled at how many parents I hear, and this is just at Second City or places like that, let alone some that come in here in the Morning Magazine and those things. They'll complain about the education system, and I simply ask them, when was the last time you talked to a teacher or an educator or a principal or your kids about school? Zero.
Yep.
Nothing. doesn't take a lot of digging here, people.
No, yeah, it really doesn't.
No, but it's really easy to listen to those buzzwords and those facts that people are throwing out at you and get angry about it. But that's not what needs to happen. Mm. You need to look at the talk to administration, talk to teachers, find out the actual facts.
Yeah.
You really care about your kids, you really care about their education, give them one of the greatest lessons they'll ever learn. Show them what it's like to research something, to look into a topic instead of just looking at a headline or a simple thing, because guess what? That's what they'll grow up doing. They will be just like you. They have are very likely to be just like you. And if you want kids to be more educated, show them how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great life lesson right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very easy to talk to experts when you're looking at the local level here.
It is.
My mother took me to the library back in the day, kids, so be thankful. You don't want to go to a library with a book lover. Trust me.
Yeah,
you know, it, no, it's actually,
they'll be there for a while.
Yeah, it was just a long day.
And do you love books, James?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
See? Right. Yeah, it worked.
Case in point.
Curling is cool day. That's a good one. I like this one.
Curling is cool.
It is. It
to
is
play.
Like, quite literally. Quite
to
literally,
watch?
Yes.
Nah.
This is dedicated to those of us naturally or otherwise endowed with glistering, spiraling lacks of hair. No. I'm sorry. It's not. Has nothing to do with curling. I thought it was a day for people like us with curly hair.
Yeah.
This is a day George Clooney and Bruce Springsteen get to play all their favorite sport. No. It's actually, it is a little true. George Clooney, Bruce Springsteen, huge curling fans.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And did so
not,
am I.
Did not know that.
Yeah. I'm also a big curling fan.
Yeah.
I don't know all the rules, but I'm learning. I'm learning all the time. A Scottish game developer in the 1500s that the Canadians seem to be exceedingly good at, if Winter Olympics games are anything to go by.
Yeah.
Curling involves launching a stone on ice and sweeping the ice in its path as it attempts to land on a target and dislodge your competitor's rocks. But there's more. The sweepers wear special shoes on their slides, and one that does and one that doesn't. And the stone is more like a 40-pound granite bomb that looks suspiciously like a macaroon.
Macaroon, yeah, it does.
The brooms are slightly more evolved now than the ordinary sweepers they used back in the 1900s. In fact, they're hardly reminiscent of a witch's broom at all. The floors are sheets of ice with vinyl markings underneath for the target rather than the frozen lake surfaces that were used back in the day.
Yes.
That's interesting. And there's actually opportunities to learn to curl in our area.
Yes.
Wausau has a high school team.
That's
and
cool.
They have open curling lessons now and then. And Tri-City Curlers, I believe they're called here. Yep, Tri-City Curling Club. Also has opportunities
That's right.
in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yes, just down the road here. Yeah,
They've joined us many times on the air over the years. We say a good morning to all of our friends over there at the curling
yes.
club.
I have curled before, and it's fun to do. It really is.
Yeah.
It's a fun little thing. You have to walk on ice, even if you put that one like they said we're saying the one thing on one shoe to help you slide on that one foot. It does take practice. So it is a sport, everybody.
It's a sport.
It is a sport.
Yeah. So were you the thrower or the sweeper?
I got to do both. Cool. It was really cool. Yeah, I get to try to do both. Yeah.
I'd like to try it sometime.
Yeah.
It seems like a combination of bocce ball and ice skating.
Yeah. Without skates, yes.
Right.
And then you go drink beer. So
of course. That's what we do.
Digital Learning Day, Curling Day, those fit. This one, not so much. National Play Tennis Day.
Huh? Indoor tennis, I guess, for us.
Yes, there you go.
I don't know. We could have fun in the snow.
Jeez.
That would be.
Probably lose the tennis ball right away.
Probably.
That's why it's bright yellow.
That's why.
Now we can find it in the snow. Yes. Yeah, there we go.
I love tennis. I like
Me
playing.
Too.
I really, really like playing tennis, and I like watching it. It's a lot of fun. I am hopeful that we'll see some some bigger American stars come out in this new breed of young athletes that there are.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see. Either way, be watching.
Mm-hmm.
National Toast Day.
Yeah, toast.
Yay,
all
toast.
All around the country and coast.
Toast, man.
Say, what do you like most?
Toast.
I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast.
Terrorize that whole thing.
I like toast.
Toast is great. I think toast was my first favorite food. I could do anything I want to. I can make it myself. I, you know, all those things. I love toast. To this day, I love bread. I'm a huge, huge bread person. I have to be careful when I go out to eat at nice restaurants and everything that I don't fill up on
fill bread. Fill up on bread?
I've done that before. Oops. And I have choked down a good meal. Even though I was stuffed, I made sure I finished my plate. I'm not wasting anybody.
See, you're doing it wrong, James. You can take home the main meal then.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And have another.
Yeah, I got to eat it here, right?
Yeah, I didn't know. I swear to God, that's exactly what I thought. I thought, oh, you can only do that at fast food places and stuff. I didn't think you could do that. I didn't go to a lot of fancy restaurants.
Would you like a doggy bag, sir?
Yes. That's nice. National Banana Bread Day.
Yum. Mm.
Yeah.
Love banana bread.
Nuts or no nuts, boys?
None for me.
I would prefer walnuts. My sister has a very bad tree nut allergy. Mm. So when my mom made banana bread when we were kids, no nuts. But my grandma would make one loaf without and one loaf with. That was heaven. Eating with the nuts in it. Oh, loved it.
Shout out to all the grandmas, the nanas out there.
Grandmas are awesome.
They really, really, really are. I love banana bread. My mom's banana bread is my favorite. She makes it so darn good. And I was very fortunate that a little bit ago, my radio sister, Melissa, gave me some bananas. And I had a couple, and I have a couple extra that I'm saving for banana bread.
There you go. Perfect.
It was my mom's. That's what my mom's doing for my birthday. That's what she's giving me. She's making me a loaf of banana bread with those bananas, Mel. Those bananas.
Oh, good.
Stick a candle in it, and there you go.
Yeah, so, and that I think in a weird way. I don't know if anybody else sees this or feels this. My mom used to cook a lot on days like this, or bake a lot on days like this.
So banana. That's the perfect time for it.
Yeah, banana bread really does actually remind me of winter, of these colder days and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And another perfect one for today, National Chili Day.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm.
Similar question that Mel had, beans or no beans?
Oh, it's got to have beans.
Yeah?
For me, it's got to have beans.
It's not chili without beans.
Yeah.
I do not like beans. I hate beans.
Excuse me.
I love
all beans,
chili.
James?
All beans.
Wow.
Except for my sister Jilly Bean. That's the only bean I'm all right with. Otherwise, not a bean guy. Wait a minute. Jelly beans. I do like jelly beans. I will eat those.
Those don't really count.
Do not put jelly beans in chili. I'm just going to warn you.
That's a good idea. Good plan there.
I don't know, James. Now I'm curious if I can make you a chili that has jelly beans in it that you'll like.
They just melt.
You've tried this.
Yes, I did. Yes, I actually did. This is what happens when you have a joke. And you think that what can make the joke even funnier is if you actually go through with said joke. And then, your significant other at the time looks at you and is like, you're going to eat that, right? We're not wasting that food.
Yeah, well, are you wasting that food? You're going to eat that.
Being somebody that it's physically hurtful to waste food. I ate as much of that as I could. I ate around the beans, but it was a joke that blew up in my face. Like, bad, bad.
Okay,
I do love chili.
Next question about chili. Noodles or no noodles?
Oh, God, no noodles.
Yeah, I like
noodles. You cannot. No, I'm sorry.
I like noodles in it. I do. I'm a dago. I'm such an Italian.
Horrified. Horrifying.
I can't look at Seth right now.
Growing up, that's the only way my mom made chili. She always put elbow macaroni in chili.
I have to say, I've lived in a couple areas in the Midwest, and where I grew up, none. You would never find a noodle anywhere near a bowl of chili. North Dakota was similar, just plain up. Down here, everything's with noodles. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you ruining perfectly good chili with noodles?
Well, some people call it more like goulash.
Well, goulash is a very specific thing. Yeah. So, I can make you some goulash, but...
Nice.
I got to tell James, actually, there is my dad, of course, is a big bean guy, by the way.
Oh, okay.
He collects bean recipes. Mm-hmm. And he read a book all about chili called A Bowl of Red. Huh. The first chili that the cowboys, and they were kind of the ones that invented it, no beans.
Ha!
Just beet and some tomatoes.
How about that?
See, now James would like that chili. Yeah.
I love the history of it, too.
Yeah.
It did start with cowboys on the range and that kind of thing. It is pretty cool. And my fur brother Sam's favorite day, and a perfect day to talk about the Southwick County Humane Society and the Pet of the Week, is International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day.
Hey, nice.
International. This is not just national. This is all around the world.
Arr. everywhere.
when dog treats got started, they were basically compressed of old food that humans simply didn't want. Moldy bread, bones from some meat or other scraps. It wasn't until the 19th century that treats made just for dogs became a thing. But think of that. We've been doing this stuff for our pets since the 19th century.
That's crazy. Wow.
That doesn't surprise me.
American manufacturer named James Spratt was the first patenter of this. He came up with the idea after he visited Liverpool in England, where he observed stray dogs hungrily digging into the biscuits on ships. The first Spratt's biscuits were produced in London with a secret recipe including both meat and vegetables.
Oh, look at that. Wow.
Pretty cool.
That's cool.
We've gotten a lot better about this with dog treats because of so many laws and different things.
Yeah, not to say not garbage food anymore.
It's almost hard to find a bagged dog treat. Now, that is not is the case, unfortunately, and they're still working these things out. When it comes to dog food, there is not as many requirements. Why that doesn't make any sense, I don't think, but it's the way it is right now. Hopefully that will change. You want to be very careful with the food you're feeding your dog. Treats, I think you can get away with a little bit more. You certainly want to be careful, but they do seem to police that a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of dog treats are actually edible by humans as well. Do you guys remember that story about the gentleman who was buying a dog treat at the gas station every day?
Yes.
And then found out years and years later they were for dogs?
It's one of my favorite That Ain't Right stories we will ever, ever do. I can't remember. Did he keep eating them after he found out? I can't remember. I thought he did.
I don't remember either.
I want to say I believe that he did keep eating them, but I'm not 100% on that.
Hey, wasn't
but
hurting
they
him.
They were probably pretty healthy.
Yeah.
All things considered. I mean, they were. I don't remember what they were comprised of, but it was a funny story.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
We got some good stories coming up for you, some good news coming up for you from Melissa. We'll come back, and we're going to get into people are sharing their everyday activities they did wrong for years. Go ahead and think if you have any of those. Yeah, and, we'll come back, and we'll have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Mornings here on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day.
I'm not aware of too many things. I know what I know if you know what I mean.
We hope you're having a very warm, comfy, relaxed Wednesday, Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve again, everybody.
Yeah.
Darn it. Oh, I know this. I know this. Everybody knows this. Is it 10,000 Maniacs?
No, this is Edie Brickell.
It is Edie Brickell, though.
Yep.
It is
the New Bohemians.
Yeah,
yep.
And the New Bohemians. That's the newest Bohemians or something like that. Yeah, yeah. Melissa, Seth, James here with you. It is 7:39 on the clock, and we're going to dive into a fun one here. There's a thread where people are, and this is on BuzzFeed if you want to find it yourself. There's a thread where people are sharing everyday activities they've been doing wrong for years. And let's face it. All of us have this in our wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah.
We've all done this with something or another. This is a good thing. Now, not only so that we can know how to correctly do these things, maybe save a couple seconds of time and any of that, we need to normalize being wrong and owning being wrong and that's okay. Politicians.
Hashtag.
If we can do more of that in society, imagine what it's like for kids growing up in a world like that.
Yeah.
Where instead of doubling down and all this, we actually, you know what? I was wrong. I'm learning from this. We're going to keep moving.
Yep.
Yeah. It seems
it needs to be normalized.
Yeah.
Yes. And I really think that this feeds like this are going to help with that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over this here. And if you did none of these, you go ahead and you keep lying to yourself.
Yeah.
You can take the silverware basket out of the dishwasher to unload it or even to load it.
Yes.
Yes.
I do that.
I wouldn't know that. I've used a dishwasher maybe once in my life. I probably wouldn't have known that.
You wouldn't have known that.
Well, some of them come out differently than others.
It's true.
Some are on the door. Some of them are in
the bottom rack. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So depending on your dishwasher, but most often they do come out.
Yes.
Don't waste celery. If it goes limp and loses its crunch in the fridge, soak it in water overnight.
Oh.
I have heard that one.
I did not know that. That's a good one.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. I like celery.
Me too, yeah.
I usually just use it in soup.
Yeah. Always good. Good day for it today.
Sliding your thumb on the space bar of your phone will move the cursor.
I just learned that recently.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. Yeah, it is kind of cool. It takes you a little while to get down.
Get the hang of
it? Because suddenly you're like way past where you wanted to be. It can be very sensitive.
Oh, that's me all the time with that stuff.
Yeah. I think that this next one is one that most of us have learned or are going to learn right now. To open a beverage can with a tab that's flush with the top, just push down on the hinge of the tab, and it'll raise the other end up.
Oh, yeah.
Like a seesaw.
Of course, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Now that you say it, but I wouldn't have thought to do it.
No.
I'd be digging at it with my fingernail.
I'm one of these people, no matter how long, I've been cutting my own nails for God knows how long, and I always cut them too short. Mm. And it drives me nuts. And I keep trying to do it better and better, and I keep doing it. And pop cans are one of those things where you have no nails that
can be difficult.
We'll learn that
picking
one.
Picking up like business cards off of a table.
Oh, yes, yes.
Things.
So that's a great one. I think that's a really helpful one right there. Rinsing your hair with hot water can leave your hair frizzy and dry. Mm-hmm. That's apparently not the case if you use cold water.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep, because cold water will close the cuticles on your hair strands.
Ah.
They also say in here, people say that if you use both shampoo and conditioner, rinse the shampoo with warm water and the conditioner with the coldest water you can stand.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't heard that one.
No, that's interesting.
Another way, if you don't want to like turn your shower cold while you're standing in there, bring a cup of cold water in with you, set it on the edge of the bathtub, and when you're done with the shampoo and conditioner, then you can just dump the cold water over your hair.
Oh, that's a nice tip.
Yeah.
To wrap a towel under your waist after a shower, don't tuck the hem inwards. Instead, fold it outwards and down. It's almost much more secure. Yes, it's much more secure. Especially when you have no hips. Yes, yes, yes.
I've never tried that.
Yeah, that's cool.
It saves you from a lot of awkward situations.
Yes. A lot of sitcom situations right there.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
A show I directed once in Toma, one of our guys had to come out in a towel.
Mm.
And so I sewed a button on it for him.
Nice.
Oh, that's good. Oh, I like that. To open bananas, do what monkeys do and open them from the bottom. It's much easier.
Yeah. Oh, those monkeys. So they're smarter than we think.
Yep.
They're smarter. That's why I don't trust them. I don't trust those monkeys.
I have heard of that, but the couple times I've tried it, I don't find it easier.
Yeah. I think it might be easier if you have the hands of a monkey.
Yeah, exactly.
So I give it a try.
So how's it work for you, James?
Yes.
He's really good at it.
The inside shower curtain goes inside the tub to keep the floor outside dry.
Yeah.
Most people do know that.
I hope so.
Most people over the age of 13.
Yes.
You know, I don't think teenagers know that one, though.
My kids don't know that one yet. No.
No. That's one you got to remind them of.
Yep. Used to drive my mother crazy.
Yes.
I thought that's why the towel was on the floor. It was to pick up the water that fell out and everything. I didn't know.
Water that fell out.
It makes much more sense doing it that way. Yes. Use a gift card to sign up for free trials online. Some say it works with an empty Visa prepaid card, though that way you don't have to worry about forgetting about it and being charged.
Oh, that's genius.
That is a really cool idea, actually. I like that one.
Genius. I like it.
Until they stop letting people do that.
Yeah.
It'll happen eventually, but yes.
Well, I wonder.
If enough people do.
You're right, but I do wonder because for those that did not hear, Netflix has wait a minute, no, we weren't going to do that, guys. We're just thinking out loud,
Seriously, they did that?
Oh, yeah. They went all that way and everything.
Yeah, with your password sharing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Seriously.
In the biggest crux of this, talk about about owning things. I would have had more respect for them if they had come out and said, you know what, we got ahead of ourselves. We don't have that tech yet. we
Which
can't
is true.
Actually
yep.
do that.
No,
we
can't.
Actually, so we're going to let you guys get away. You know, if they had just, you know, done what I'm sure that there were people. I have a hard time believing that in the big executive boardroom at Netflix, there wasn't one person that was like, hey, guys, you know, this is kind of how we've stayed in the lead, right? Like, this is why not only did we get a jump start on these things, Netflix did.
Yeah.
But the whole password sharing thing that we all wink, wink, nudge, nudge about, mm-hmm. that has increased our, like, that's part of the reason why we're still in the game. Without mm-hmm. that, why are you going to Netflix? Like, I mean, to see Stranger Things every 3 years to you know, they don't even have the copyrights that they right. used to and everything.
To borrow DVDs still. Yeah, send right, those
yeah,
to me.
Yes, that's it.
Do they still do that?
I don't remember.
I believe they do.
Do they?
I think they do still. Yeah. If your candle wax has not burned on the edges, put a piece of tin foil over the unburned edge and it will start burning evenly.
Oh, I've seen that
like
before.
Down in the candle?
Yes. Hmm. I've seen that. I've never done it, but I've seen it. Yeah.
I suppose it radiates the heat then.
Mm-hmm. More evenly, yeah. Hmm.
Boots first, then corset.
What? Huh?
I don't know what that means.
What?
I'm just Ron Burgundy that and reading it out loud. Yes.
Well, yes, because it would be difficult to put your boots on if you're wearing a corset.
Oh, to bend over, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. No, that would make sense. Yeah.
That is pretty good. That is a pretty good
boys,
one.
Next time you get dressed.
Yes.
Next,
keep that one in
get
mind.
My corset there, yep. Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to hang a picture by catching the crosswire on a nail in the wall, slide a fork down over the nail so the prongs are behind the nail head and the fork is angled away from the wall. Slide the wire down behind the fork and it will guide you right onto the nail. Then just pull up the fork. Saves a dozen attempts to catch the nail on the
yes.
wire.
Yes. Oh, that is brilliant.
I've seen that one.
Oh, you have?
I've never tried it.
Has anybody seen the one? My dad showed me this when I was, I think the first house we worked on.
Mm-hmm.
You can put a nail, you know, that the hook on the back of a nail.
Yeah.
You put the nail on there, get it in there good, and you that first hammer, click right there. Right there.
Wow.
They flip the hammer around and get to work.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
That's, I guess, if you have trouble doing that or mm-hmm. you just want to look cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it does look cool seeing somebody do a pop. It's right there. And putting on pillow covers. This person used to shove the pillow in there and struggle with it until his wife showed him how to flip the pillowcase inside out and cover the pillow while flipping it right side out.
Oh, that's a good
that'll
one.
Work.
I haven't tried that one.
Please like just that. Use gravity. You know, you get the edges of the pillow and then you pick up the pillowcase and you shake the pillow down into it.
I do the bounce. You know, I do the bounce.
Yep, yep.
Bounce. Yep. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yes. You can
Let's
find
do the pillow bounce.
That's that. Actually,
sounds
like
a dance.
Yeah.
It does sound like a dance.
Yeah.
Pillow bounce. I like this. You can find more at BuzzFeed.com. Shout out to our friends at BuzzFeed doing this nice work there. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll have some more fun here at the morning show on WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Hope you're having a good one out there. Happy Friday Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. And that weather update you got, we're going to get a live one of those after CBS News at the top of the hour. I believe Paul Trombley will be joining us, one of the best there is.
Working hard, Paul is.
Yeah. I don't know how much Paul can really give us today. I don't know.
It's snow. Know.
Yep.
Snow.
The snow. Cold.
We're looking forward to catching up with Paul. After we're done hanging out with our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, we'll get into the hardest pills to swallow in life. We will dive into that fun topic when we come back in the 8 o'clock hour. And after that, of course, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club and plenty more fun. Right now, we're just going over some of those kind of things that you do, dough moments where you discover something about life or whatever. Here's something similar to that, kind of a life hack. Here's a cheap and easy hack to avoid wasting food. If you've never tried it, it works. It only takes a minute to keep your produce fresh in the fridge. Try putting a paper towel in your veggie drawer.
Oh, that's right.
Because it probably soaks up moisture.
Yes.
Most fruits and vegetables release moisture over time, mm-hmm. and that extra water makes them spoil even faster. Yeah. But a dry paper towel sucks it up and keeps everything fresh a lot longer.
Nice.
Just put one or two paper towels in the bottom of the drawer and replace them each time you buy new stuff.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Lining the sides of the drawer works, too.
Okay.
You can also put a paper towel directly into containers. For example, try it the next time you open a big bag of lettuce or spinach.
Okay.
There's a good chance you'll be able to use it all instead of tossing it when the stuff at the bottom gets slimy.
Yes. Anything to help with food waste is a good thing. Yes, I'm all for that.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of any of these, too, where you try it, and if it's not working for you, well, what do you got to lose?
Exactly.
I mean, you wasted a paper towel.
It's very simple, yeah. A nice, simple way of doing that.
I like that.
Me too.
I think that's kind of cool. Now, I just got to start eating vegetables.
You got a reason to do it, James.
So I have a life hack for keeping herbs fresh in your fridge.
Okay.
When you get a bunch of, like, parsley from the grocery store, cut off the bottoms and then stick it in a jar of water or a cup of water, and then you put the plastic bag over the top of it.
Ah.
It will stay fresh for weeks.
Wow. Huh. Cool.
Huh.
Yeah. It's so like good. A hydroponic almost.
Yes, there, like, that's right. Very cool. Nice.
I like that. That's a good one.
Yeah.
You've probably heard people insist that they don't want their family to go into debt paying for a funeral. I think we've all talked about, heard that conversation or have had that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But once you're gone, no family wants to just roll them into the ground and say, see you around. Peace. Nothing like that.
Peace out.
And go home and order pizza. Nobody wants that. In a poll, people guessed that the average funeral cost about $5,500. But in reality, it's usually somewhere between $7,000 and
$12,000. Woo.
Yep.
Yikes.
One in three people say that they want their funeral to be as cheap as possible, and even as an expensive casket isn't necessary. 7 in 10 people say that they'd rather be buried in a cardboard box than have their family overspend.
Yes.
Give it time. Amazon will have a box for you.
Yeah. Made out of cardboard.
Yes. Yes. Made out of cardboard. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they ship the mushroom suits if you purchase one of those.
But how long before Amazon starts selling caskets?
Like, I hope not.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps when there is legislation put in place that requires funeral homes across the country to put their to publish the costs.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because right now they're not, and a lot of them don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like picking on industries, especially ones that aren't that healthy. But at the same time, 100%, Melissa's right. What industries can you get away with that in?
Not many.
Hospitals.
True point. Outside of those factors, those outliers, 90-some percent of businesses, you go in, I'd like this, this, and this. Okay, well, after you're done eating, I'll tell you how much you owe. Wait, what? That doesn't work. You can't do that. Not even Amazon does that to you. Shipping and handling can be a little bit of a trick, but that's also a different catch there, too. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants this. There's very few people that want to.
Especially, go ahead, James.
Just want to put their family in debt with a funeral.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And it's such a vulnerable and oftentimes horrible time for people when they're, especially if a death is unexpected, and then you have to go to a funeral home and figure out what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, people who run funeral homes are, for the most part, wonderful people. Everybody that I have dealt with in that industry has been empathetic and gracious and kind and for the most part thoughtful. They're not always the ones who set industry standards across, for services. They're not the ones that build the caskets.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they don't have control over all of it, but they should have to let you know what things cost up front.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah.
And it also goes a long way to planning your funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not on your family when you do pass to try to figure all that stuff out. If you have everything set and ready, it makes it so much easier.
Our good friend Jackie Carantini joins us once a month, and this is something that Jackie and I have talked about for years.
Mm.
I don't care if you're 32. Have your will set.
Yep.
You can always revise it. You can always rework these things. But the last thing that any of us want is our loved ones in one of the hardest times of their lives to have this on top of those things
exactly.
as well. If you cover
not know your, what you would want.
Yeah.
Cover
exactly.
Cover your bases.
Yeah.
It's one of the least things you can do for your loved ones.
And it's not easy because you're talking about death and all this stuff. And I understand why people don't like to talk about it. But at the same time, think about what's going to happen when you go.
I will say this. I get that, and at the same time, I don't. And I will admit that I grew up at a place where we didn't know if we'd make it to 18.
Right.
So we understood right away life and death. Those lessons were learned to us very, very young.
Yeah.
Five or six, I was, when I knew those things. I will say, as somebody who grew up that way and still has a bit of that mentality, to be honest with you, you don't break some of those chains. Life's a gift, and every day is a win. And you know, we don't get to choose coming into this world, and we don't get to choose how we come out of it exactly, not for the most part.
Right, everything. Exactly.
But we can choose what we're doing here while we have the time. And one of the things you can do with that time is prepping for that. And the more we normalize life, death, that whole cycle, that whole process, maybe death isn't as scary, maybe death isn't a taboo topic.
Yeah.
We're getting better about this with some taboo topics and things that we are talking more in loud voices with and everything. Death is still that great outlier that sits there and nobody wants to talk about or face, but every one of us will.
Yep.
And it's okay. That's all right. That's part of what makes this whole thing beautiful. If we lived forever, how much would you learn? How great would life be? I don't know.
There would be no pressure.
Yeah.
I'll get to that, you know, in 100 years.
That's exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Very well said, my friend. That was very well
Got
said.
A lot of lazy people if that was the case. And actually, it makes me rethink the whole Highlander movies, actually. Like, how unrealistic were those? How many people would actually be running around with swords when all I got to do is sit back and watch TV for 100 years? Like, I'll get to the whole there can only be one thing. I'll get to it already. I'm Connor McCloud of the Clan McCloud. Yeah. I'm Maloff of the Maloff McCloud, and I'm sitting here watching some TV. I want to catch up on my shows.
I'm gonna start believing in reincarnation starting now. All right, so I'll make it easier for everybody.
And if nothing else, just talk to your family about it. If they know your wishes, that goes a long ways
goes a long way
helping.
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll let CBS News do their thing, come back with our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. It is Melissa, Seth, and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.